Pilgrims from almost 15 nations were there, with flags and banners from places as distant as Sri Lanka, Venezuela, and the People's Republic of China. The Holy Father circled a square on his open-topped Pope Mobile before taking shadow beneath a raised canopy in front of St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope waited, smiling, for the crowd's cheers to die down before beginning this week's reflection on the Liturgy of the Hours and Psalm 123. Our help is given in the name of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I would like to reflect with you on Psalm 123, a song of joy and thanksgiving, because God has saved his people from every evil. Whether they were threatened by enemies who rose against them, by raging waters about to engulf them, or by beasts of the prey, the Lord was by their side. He came to their help and rescued them from danger. We too can be sure that God will come to save us, even when all hope seems lost. And so the psalm concludes with a profession of faith. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. St. Augustine gives two different interpretations of this psalm. It can be thought of as the song of the martyrs in heaven, rejoicing that God has delivered them from their sufferings and rewarded them with a crown of glory. And it can be thought of as our song, the song of the church on earth, expressing our confident hope that whatever difficulties may befall us, the Lord will be by our side.
In what has become an established tradition of these weekly meetings, Pope Benedict went on to address the faithful in a further 10 languages, each group punctuating his greetings with applause.
Grazie. I'm happy to greet all the English-speaking visitors present at this audience.
In his closing words to Italian pilgrims, Pope Benedict mentioned the special council of the Bishop's Synod for Africa, who are presently meeting here at the Vatican. The Holy Father announced his intention to convoke the Synod's second special assembly for the African continent in the hopes that the meeting will generate a renewed evangelical vigour within the African Church and promote a consolidation of reconciliation and peace between the nations. Before leading the crowd of thousands in a recitation of the Our Father, Pope Benedict imparted his apostolic blessing on all those present, willingly extending it to the ill, the elderly, and the newlywed. I'm Emer McCarthy.